Today the readings that have been bestowed to us speak very much to us, not only of the world around us that we see and that we enjoy, though sometimes not, but it also speaks about our own selves, our soul, our life, our spiritual life, and our very life that God has given to us in every which way. So God has created us and everything else to do something. It is not just to stand there and do nothing. Some people like that very much. They would like to stand there and do nothing. And of course, there may be some of those here today. But that is not the way it is. We are meant to do something and something good. God does not create anything for evil purposes, nor anyone for evil purposes. God does not create us and give us so many spiritual gifts for evil purposes, but to follow Him, to obey Him, and to do good. And thus the prophet St. Isaiah said, "My word that goes down from my mouth, that word shall not return to me void, empty, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I send it." And so each one of us, each one of you, must realize, what is it that God put you to do on this earth? He did not put you here to just to sit and look at the altar and listen to the readings without actually listening or understanding anything, and just to be like an animal with eyes wide open and mouth wide open as if you didn't understand anything that was going on. You're supposed to absorb the readings, the liturgy itself, the Word of God, and bring it to fruition in yourself and in the world around you. So too it seems, despite the fact that so many people do that they just stand there, sit there, without taking anything in, without doing anything about it. We are put here for a certain purpose, to know, love, and serve God. And then, doing that, to go to heaven. God did not create us to condemn us to hell. We condemn ourselves to hell. So what are you doing about it? So our Lord is the sower, and He sows His good seed, which is His teaching, the faith, the tenets of the faith, the dogmas and doctrines of the Holy Catholic faith, the only true faith. All the others are a waste of time. Don't listen. Don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to the one true church. And so the seed falls in your souls. That is what the soil is. Some soil is very shallow, and many people are very shallow. It makes me sick to see how many people are so shallow. They don't understand anything. They don't listen to anything. You can tell them something, and then they just stand there. "Oh, I didn't hear you. Did you say that?" That is, by the way, a good part of the life of a priest. We say things, and it goes in one ear and out the other. Then some of it falls on rocky ground, where there's a little bit of soil, because God has not created anything empty. And then the seed, the word, springs up quickly. And you see these, you know, a lot of people who, as soon as they become part of a church, who are baptized and confirmed, and who see others around them, they're so enthused. Oh, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do the other. And yet when it comes time to actually roll up your sleeves and work, you say, oh no, this is too much. I didn't count on this. The soil was not deep, and the sun arises, and that seed is scorched, destroyed. It withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns. And of course, a lot of people bring, today we had a beautiful event. Our newest parishioner, who was just born this last week, less than a week ago now, was born today to the Catholic Church, was baptized this morning. A little baby, which hopefully she will fulfill all for which she was created. And so, but sometimes we have little ones, little innocent ones, and their parents do some of the things that the church says. So yeah, they bring them to be baptized, but that's the end of it. If I could tell you how many people I know that their parents, and they're not all young people. Some of them are in their 70s and 60s and 50s. Their parents brought them to the church to be baptized, and then they never went back again. And it falls to me. It falls to other priests to fill in the void, to teach, to instruct, to lead to God, and then to see that original seed come back to life. What a wondrous miracle that is. And then baptism is fulfilled. It doesn't lie dormant like a worthless seed. It is fulfilled and begins to grow and bear fruit and bear flowers. 100 or 60 or 30-fold. And then, of course, there are those who are very fortunate. I could count myself as one of those. I had a very holy family. My grandparents were Franciscans. My parents were very involved in the church and the faith, and they fought against the communists for the faith, for the church. I was dying, and so I was baptized on the very first day of my birth. And it began to grow and grow and grow, already there. My parents said that when I was little, 2 or 3 years old, I would stand in front of the picture of the Sacred Heart, which I still have. It's in the rectory. And I would just sit like this and look at Jesus without saying a word, because I had no words yet. That grew as it is supposed to grow. And you yourselves and your children and grandchildren, not to be wasted to end up in the eternal fires of hell, but to grow and to be saved and to go with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Father and the Holy Spirit, and all the saints to the glory of heaven. That is the seed that falls on rich soil and produces much fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. And so, of course, it was no surprise to my grandparents and to my parents that when I was just a little boy, I began to say that I wanted to be a priest. Now, nobody told me, you need to be a priest. God told me. The Blessed Mother did. And so as soon as I could, well, I was still in high school, when I was just 13 years old, I went into the seminary, and I looked forward with a plow. I've never looked back. Yes, there are times that the devil puts thoughts in your mind. You know, you should have never done this. How foolish of you. You could have been rich and done this and done that. And yes, I could have. But this is better. to worship God, to lead you to worship God, to lead you and your children and grandchildren to heaven, that is worth much, much worth. It is 100 or 60 or 30-fold. So listen. It's our Lord who says this. Whoever has ears, and not these flappy things, that most of the time, have you ever noticed how ugly most people's ears are? Blech. Even their nose, you know. What is this proboscis, you know? Where are we, an anteater? It's not just for that. Whoever has ears. Ears that connect to your heart and your soul and produces much fruit. Listen. 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 In nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.